We are on Simen Ayin Aleph. We are in the middle of Zif Aleph, so let us quickly go over the Machaber and Zif Aleph to where we're up to. Mi Shemeis Loi Meis Shulchayim Lisabel Olav, one of the Shiva Krevim, Afilu Einai Mutol Olav Lekovroi, even though it's a Korev, that the Chiv Kvure is not on him, let's say, a sister was Nifter, and so the Chiyav Kvure is on her husband. Or a brother was Nifter, and the Chiyav Kvure are on the sons. So there's no Chiyav Kvure on him. Potter mikrishme u'mitvile. So he's part of a krishme and tvile, because even though there's no Chiyav Kvure on him, But there are other inyanim that have to be done with the mace. There are many inyanim have to be done with the mace besides the pula of kvure, and that is mutal on him. So memele, that is why he is pota. And now the mechaber paskins va'afile im roitzer lachachmer al atzmoi velikrois. Afilo, he wants to be machmer, eine rashoi. He's not permitted. That means that he's potter min mitzvahs. And even though he wants to be machmer to do the mitzvahs, he can't do the mitzvahs. Now let us see Siv Koton Hay. Perish. Now we're saying that he wants to be machmer. Umayri b'she'ein loy mi she'yasek b'tzolche hamei. Case number one could mean that it's mutal on him to be Isaac b'tzolchei hameis, and he wants to be machmer to do mitzvahs. So the din is he's not permitted to do mitzvahs. He's mechuyev to be Isaac b'tzolchei hameis. Inami, a second pshat in this mechaber, the mairi b'chol gavni, afilu he doesn't have to, there are others that could be Isaac b'tzolchei hameis. The others that can do it for him, shosaru mimnei kvoidei shalmeis, but that he should be oblivious to the meis and he'll be Isaac b'mitzvahs, shalayimru meise kalu be'einai shalayinam. People will say from his actions that the mace is no chshivis by the soinon, vein chored al misosoi. V'zehu das amachaber atzmoi me'iker adik. So the second case is, afilu, there is someone that could be Isaac for him, but the mechaber holds, af al pikein, he's still potter al tzkvoidoi shomeis. Now, that is the Dasa Mechaber. So we have two pshotim in the Mechaber. Either there are, the Mechaber is saying he's not permitted he wants to be machma to do mitzvahs, he's not permitted to do this. So the Mishnah Berurah has in here two pshotim. One pshat is a poshet pshat that's mutal on him to be Isaac, and he wants to go and do mitzvahs, and that's zikha poshet that he's not permitted to do this. The second pshat is he has someone that would be Isaac in the tzrochim for him, but still, if he's mechuyev al tkvoidei shomeis, he's mechuyev to not to do mitzvahs, then he's not permitted. Now, ve'im yeshloi mi sheyishtabel b'shviloi b'tzolchei kvura. Now, if he has someone that will be Isaac for him, b'tzolchei kvura, v'rotzo la'achmer al atzmai v'likreis, ein moichin b'yodai. So, let us just hold cheshbin. The Mishnah Berurah just said before that the Mechaber holds, ein erashoi. That means afilu he has someone that will be Isaac b'tzorchei kvura for him. Afal pikei mishum kvaidei shel meis, he is not permitted to be machma and do mitzvahs. That is the halacha what the Mechaba holds. Now, right afterwards, he says, v'yeshli mishi yishtadu b'shvilei b'tzorchei kvura. So the Machabu says, I hold he's not allowed to do it. He's not allowed to do these mitzvahs. He is someone that is Isaac B'tzolchei Kvura. I just said before, Ein Rashoi, he's not permitted to do the mitzvahs. But Ein Moichin B'yodai, but there are Mekilim in hold that if there's someone that is Isaac for him, b'tzorchei kvure, and he does the mitzvahs, he's permitted to do the mitzvahs, he has someone to be Isaac b'tzorchei kvure for him. So my mailer to the Mechaber says, so even though I personally hold he's not allowed to do it, but if he's doing it, you can't stop him, because there are poskim that hold that he's permitted to do it, as long as he has someone that is Isaac b'shviloi b'tzorchei kvura. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. So now let's see the end of the Mishnah Berurah Siv Kotnei. That means even though he has someone that will be Isaac b'tzorchei ameis for him, so the Mechaber holds that it's not kvoidoi shel meis, if he'll be doing mitzvahs then. V'zeu dasa mechaber atzmoi meiker hadin. Meiker hadin, he holds he's not allowed to do mitzvahs. U'mashe kosav achar kach ein moichim. But he says, if he has someone that's doing it for him, ein moichim, l'tzoloim, demikol mokim ein ani yecholim limchais b'mishe noik hepech said. I can't force him not to do what he's doing. The yesh le'yami lismoich. Eich eshesh l'mishi yishtadol b'shviloi b'tzolchei kvure. If there's someone that will be yisik b'tzolchei kvure for him, so there are poskim that hold he's allowed to do mitzvahs. I hold he's not allowed to do mitzvahs. It's an inyan of kvodei shalmeis. That he should show that the mis of that person means something to him, not he should be oblivious to this. That's what I hold. But if he's doing it, you can't force him to stop, because there are poskim that hold that he's permitted to do it. Bishviloi. Perish, tafili mutol olav lekovloi. There's a chiv kvure on him. We had before that he's a kov, let's say he's a husband to a wife, the chiyuv kvura is on the husband. And he has other people that will be mishtadol in the kvura. Rak sheyesh loy bnei odom acherim sheyisasku bishviloi. The others which are oisik for him in the nyone kvura. V'roitze lahachmer alas. When he wants to be mach, he wants to do mitzvahs. Ein moichin b'yodai. So we can't force him to stop, and he's permitted to do the mitzvah. Zehu das rabiyo. This is the shittas of the rabiyo. The kosov rashal b'tshuve. She'achshav lo'inoku rabiyo. The minig is not like the rabiyo. And we don't, and from a mele, you shouldn't do the mitzvahs. The Simon, and then the Ramos says, "Vaimbir de Simon Shimem Aleph the Shamposak, the Einai Rashoy LaHachmer B'chol Gavni. He's not allowed to be Machmer, and that's how we paskin v'chein Iker. So this Shitas Rabbiyah, we don't paskin like that, even though there's someone that will be Isaac the Kvure for him." Now, Agavu, we had learned last week, if it was Moshe le Katofim, there was a Chavra Kadisha that that they took care of everything. That means after he laid it with the Chevra Kadisha, he has nothing to do at all with the mace. Everything now is under their jurisdiction. They're taking care of everything. They're going to take care of the Levaya, of who should be Maspid. They're taking care of everything. So there, Me'ikar Adin, we hear, but then he's finished already. That means his Aninus ended because he has nothing to do anymore with the mace. If the Chevra Kadisha is taken care of, we're not speaking about only Kvure. We're talking about everything which is necessary to the Kvure, the Levaya, and thus they'll take care of everything. So then he's Takir Potter. Then he's Takir Potter. Now, the Nadeb Yehuda brings down as follows. If he's not going to the Levaya, he's not going. He's not going to the Levaya. They're taking care of everything. He's staying home. And the Chevra Kadisha is taking care of everything. So then the halacha is like we heard in the Mishnah Berurah, the mace is still in his house. He's chayav b'mitzvahs already. Because he's finished. He has nothing to do at all. He's finished. He's not going to the Levaya and anything. That is a double muskim. The Nadeb Yehuda was machadish, but if he's going to go to the Levaya, I feel that he has no responsibilities. So then the Nadeb Yehuda says, then he still put him in a mitzvah. That's a sheet of Nadeb Yehuda. Takel, they bring down in Eretz Yisrael, the minig is that the children do not go to the Levaya. The sons don't go to the Levaya. So then, Lamaisa, so then we have here the stin, so the minute, they're not going to the Levaya, so the minute is... No, they don't go to the... It's ein Kreuven. The seven Kreuven. Even though they're not involved, but they could be involved. I mean, they could do something. There's something for them to do also.
My father or sister, I took a shower and I was doing dirt. And somebody stopped me.
I'm not Pakat. I'm not aware of that, but you shouldn't be lied. I don't know. I don't know. That's, I mean, there's a mitzvah of kvura l'chayrbi. Kvura samay, l'chayrbi. A son.
No, the guy I thought maybe he heard of some thing he said. Because there were people from Russia that are walking.
Uh-huh.
And I thought maybe he heard the elderly people.
Mm-hmm. See what you from the Chevra Kadisha knows how the mice, how the minig is. Yeah. So Al Kaponim, so if they don't go to the Levaya, then they finish talking. If they're going to the Levaya, so then the Nadeb Yehuda says, so then they still have Dine Aninus. So now the Ramos says, look and see in Shema Malef, the Shamposak Dine Rashoi Lahachme Bechol Gavni Vecheinika. So Lalocha we paskin, that means if we don't have this concept of Chevra Kadisha, which took over everything, so Memele, so then we paskin Lalocha, so he's still involved in the Tzolche HaMeis, and he's a Noina, so he's not permitted to be Machta. Or Mikol Mokim, Bein Shu Oinen Al Oviv. V'yesh misaskim bilada. You have a son, that's an oinam, and there's misaskim bilada. So we said, la loche, he's potter for mitzvahs. I mean, that's how we pask him. Muta loy leilech lebeis haknesses loy mekadish olof. But he can say kaddish, Kizel Kvoidai Shalovit. This is the covenant of the Father. I mean, the reason we said that we have others that are doing for him, he's still anointing them because it's not Kvoidai Shalmeis that the demise is not affecting him. But if he's going to say Kaddish for his father, he's going to say Kaddish for his father, so there's a minyan now, and Shul wants to say Kaddish. So this he's permitted to do. Umutah l'kulei alma. Umikoshkein b'Shabbos v'Yomtiv. Shabbos v'Yomtiv, Yizichah can say Kaddish, because Shabbos v'Yomtiv, there's no dinei aninis. That means even though there's no, there wasn't a kvula, there wasn't a velus, perhaps the dinei Gehenim don't start as yet, but he can say Kaddish. So Al Kaponim, so Kaddish, he's not doing any other mitzvah. Kaddish is l'kvoido yishal oviv, so he's permitted to say Kaddish, even though he's an oinon, and the Vadik v'Shabbos v'yontiv. Again, before the kvula. But b'davke k'she'en aveilim acherim. Av k'she'esh aveilim acherim loy. That means, bizmaneihem, they did not say, everyone did not say Kaddish together. There was a person who was mechuyev said a Kaddish. So memele, an oval is chayev the Kaddish. The chiyev Kaddish, there's no chiyev Kaddish on a oinon. The chiyev Kaddish starts with the kvura. So al kaponim, so we said he's permitted to say Kaddish, but that is not if he's taking away a Kaddish from a novel who's mechuyev the Kaddish. Siv Beis. So in Siv Aleph, we had learned that an oinon is potter mikol ha-mitzvahs. B'meh dvorim amurim b'choil. This is b'choil. So choil, there are things that he's required to do, he can do. So he's an oinon. So he's potter min ha-mitzvahs. Avol b'Shabbos. Shabbos, he can't do anything. The whole day Shabbos, there's nothing what he can do. Is chayiv kol hayayim, so he's chayiv the whole day. In mitzvahs, ad ha'erev, till towards evening, he machshech al hatchum li'isasek b'tzolchei kvura. So that means like this. If he wants to, in Shabbos he's going to go to the end of the Tchum, and the reason he's going to the end of the Tchum is that Moitzoi Shabbos will be able to go chutz l'Tchum and get people to be misasik b'kvur, get people to be misasik to make an oven. That means, so in Shabbos he's going towards the end of the Tchum, that Moitzoi Shabbos he should be able right away to be misasik b'tzolchei ha'meis. So if he's machshich al ha'tchum, that means this is an hour before the shkia, let's say, he's going now towards the end of the tchum, that he should be by the end of the tchum, mitzoy Shabbos. So this hiluch is also his askus b'tzolchei ha'meis. That's where he's going now to the tchum. So then when he starts being machshich al ha'tchum, so memele, so then he'll become part of min ha-mitzvahs. Avol im einoi machshech al ha-tchum. But what is, if he's not machshech al ha-tchum, he has nothing to do Shabbos. Is chayiv gam le'eis erev. So he's chayiv towards evening, he's chayiv ha-mitzvahs till it becomes laila. Laila, it becomes part of min ha-mitzvahs. Now, let us see, Mr. Burusiv Kot Meches. So in Shabbos, he's chayiv b'chol ha-brochis u'v'chol ha-mitzvahs zulas dvorim shebetzine dvorim shebetzine is also l'chayiv, this is nichol tash meshamitet k'ilu limudat Torah u'mutar leilech l'reis ha-knesses, and he has nothing to do in Shabbos, he's allowed to go to shul and daven in shul. Hatchum, but if he's machshich al hatchum, That means, so he's doing something in Shabbos, letzoyrech demeis. So then, when he starts being machshech al atchum, an hour before it's still Shabbos, so then it's called meis oisik betzorchei ameis. For who are then? B'makim shetzoyrech lohoshev gavoyim la'achem minchem. Let's say something else. That in Shabbos, that there's the gavoim of the Chavre Kedisha or of the Beis HaKvoris, in Shabbos they want to decide where the Mokim HaKvur is going to be. Lahashvois ba'ad Mokim Kvure Eilasek B'Shar Tzorchei Hamei. So then, he's also potim in HaMitzvah then. That means the minute any tipple that he has in Shabbos, which is permissible in Shabbos, which is a tzorech hameis, so then he gets dinei aninis, and he's potem in hamitzvahs. The Dishu brings down, he says, if the einam has to make cheshbonis, that means Maitzoi Shabbos, he has to think how the Levi is going to be, where the Levi is going to be. They want to be mefarsamet with signs or with other ifanim. So he's thinking in Shabbos how this should be done. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says he's potter when he's thinking about this, Mikiyim HaMitzvahs, because these things are things which are Tzolchei HaMeis, and then again it's in of Oisik B'Mitzvah. But then he closes a shayla, he says, I feel he's thinking this, but then now I want to, so he's caught up from Brochus and everything, then, but maybe he could be Mavsik in the middle, good, I want to eat something now. So I can be mavsik. It's not necessary for me. I'm just making cheshbonis how the Levi is going to be. Who will I have to be mechabed with a hesped? Aba al kaponet. Now I'll stop for 5 minutes. So now I can make a broche. It's Shabbos. So I can, I mean, I'm not doing anything but poil. So b'ayim z'metzoch yiyun. But the din is over there. If you can, he says, b'shas, he's thinking about it. L'chayri, he's potter. He's planning how the Seder Levi will be. Hatchum, yes, oh yeah, Einay Machshech, Kosav Ataz. Now this is a Meiridike Taz. Nirali, so we're saying that he has nothing to do in Shabbos, so we say he's not an Einon in Shabbos. Till Laila, he's not an Einon, he has nothing to do. Fine. So let's just explain what the Taz is speaking about. There's a machloikis b'tanoim from when you can daven ma'ariv. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda holds miplag amincha ulamaylo. That means an hour and a quarter before Laila or before the Shkia, but whenever. We plug about an hour and a quarter before Laila, one can daven Ma'ariv. That is Shitus Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't daven Mincha, then it's Man Ma'ariv. About Al Kaponim, then I can daven Ma'ariv. So the Taz, and the Chamim hold, no, you can't daven Ma'ariv then. The halacha is the Ovid Kemar Ovid, the Ovid Kemar Ovid. The halacha is a machlokes Tanoim. And even though it's preferable not to change the anhoge, but mikadin, one day he does like this, one day he does like this, zeichnish gefelich, because al kaponim, the shittes Rabbi Yehuda, the shittes Chachamim. So the Taz says, a moiridike zach. The Taz says, now it's an hour and a quarter before Laila. He has nothing to do. He has nothing to do with Shabbos. He has nothing to do with the mace. pasuk to Taz. Now I'll tell you, what you should do: an hour and a quarter before Laila, daven Ma'ariv. You have to daven Ma'ariv. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, say after an Antono, you can not to do Malachia, but whatever. You can daven Ma'ariv now, say after an Antono, and even you can make Avdolah also. You can't do a malacha. About kaponim, all these things can be done an hour and a quarter before Laila, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Tasa is a mugadikazach. So listen, if you're going to wait till night, then you lost everything. You can't, then you put up a ma'ariv, there's no ma'ariv, there's no krishma, there's no nothing. According to the Shittus Rabbeinu Tam, alein krishma, mi plag mincha olamayla, mekai mitzvah krishma. The Shittus Rabbeinu Tam is, it's called man krishma, it's laila legabi shemayna ma'ariv, it's laila legabi krishma also. Look at the Taz. So it's Shabbos now. You're not doing anything. You're not an oinon. So daven ma'ariv, lein krishma. Can't that happen? That's the Taz, which is Amr Dike Taz. Kosova Taz, Nirali, Kivin Shiyesh Olav Chiyuv Ba'esai, it's Shabbos. So he has all Chiyuvi mitzvahs, he's Chayv and all mitzvahs, Yesh Loi Likhois Krishma Shal Arvis. So he should, after Plaga Mincha Lamaylo, he should learn Krishma Shal Arvis, Bo'idjoim, half a piece, it's an hour and a quarter before Laila. Half a piece, ain't a kol kairin krishma ele b'laila. The kol waits to mamish Laila. The minig is, mikol mokim, zeh sheyia pota b'laila. But listen, if you're going to be flum and I want to be yaitza krishma according to all the days that it's Laila mamish, so memele, he's going to be pota b'laila. Is lo yevato memenu el malchus shemaim. So let him say krishma now. Now kaponim ochaparayin krishma, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Avo mimogin avrom sivkot mgimu mashmedein soivakein. V'chosh kein shlo yispalo tzulu shemayin esrei. That's what, another is holy kadam shemayin esrei also. Kadam shemayin esrei seyatach an antono. V'nire, so now the Mishnah Berurah is machria. The Yikra Krishma b'loy broches. So he's machria like the Taz. When it comes to Krishma, he's zichalein Krishma. The Birchas Krishma, he's chayish mesama for the Mogen Avrom. That held, he shouldn't do this. So he shalein Krishma al kaponu shalein Krishma plagamincha b'mayla b'loy broches. Of, and so he didn't daven this, he doesn't say atach an antono. B'maytzoi Shabbos yoichal b'loy havdole. Now when it comes maytzoi Shabbos, so now he's part of a more mitzvahs. So there's no chiyav havdole. If there's no chiyav havdole, so he's permitted to eat without a broche. But the like this one is not permitted to eat before reciting havdole. But he doesn't, he's part of a mandos, he's allowed to eat. Ula yispalo, ula acher shi yikover hameis, yavdo. So then, that means, so he has time, afilu atzayf yem shlishi. That means, the zman of Avdolah, it's not a tashlumim dikedim, it's that is the zman, that this, one can be mavdo till the end of the third day. Till the end of Tuesday. So then I'll make Avdola. Now let's go further. V'yantoiv Shaini Dinoi Kechel. Now, Yantav Shaini, the halach is the difference between Yantav Rishin and Yantav Shaini Lagabi Kvure, is Yantav Rishin, the halach is that one is permitted to be mekaver a mace through goyim, but not through yidden. Yom Tov Sheini is kechel shavu rabbanon, and yidden allowed to make all the kvure, and there's no problem of doing melacha on Yom Tov Sheini. But zolche mace kechel shavu rabbanon. So now the Machabel says, V'yontav sheine dinay kechel. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Dinay kechel. Amore de kezah. V'afilu einay reitze lekovre. He doesn't want to be Mekavre yontav sheine. Agavuche Ramosha holds lahaloche. One should not be Mekavre yontav sheine. Because it can bring about a big chilul yontiv, because the makabrim is one thing, but other people come in cars, and those, not everyone is permitted to come. The those who are Isaac and the Kvur allowed to drive and everything, but samazay to come to the Leviathan cars, that is right from Poshet. So Al Kaponu Sarah Moshe says, one should not make a Kvur a yontiv shay. Fine. Zok Mishnah Berurah, v'afilu einay reitze lekavroi. He doesn't want to make the kvura yontav sheini. Mikol mokei, chal olav kol ninei dine aninus. But since halachically one is permitted to make the kvura yontav sheini, he doesn't want, he wants tomorrow be a bigger levaya, be more mechudadik alkoponim, but since halachically he's permitted to make the Levaya Yontav Sheini, so he's anointed. V'davke k'sheyochel lekavroi, ele shehu einei roitze. So then Yontav Sheini is kechel shavu rabo. Avol im yevshe lekavroi, but what is, if this Yontav Sheini, bepoyol, he can't make the kvurim, machmas eid oivdei gilulim. It's a chogeh by goyim, and today they don't make levayis, and the government doesn't let them make levayis. Or oynis acher, well, there's another oynis that prevents him from making the kvur lechalol levaninis. So then it's not chalaninis because of the chokmas odom. Now the Chochmas Odom says the meis leimeis biyontav b'shachis b'shas tefile b'mokem shaminig lohishiv kaboyim lo yochel lekaptzom adachatzil. So the Chochmas is talking about yontav sheini. That means as follows: he just said yontav. We just said yontav sheini is techel shavu rabbanon. He's anoina. Zok the Chochmas Odom, but it's Yom Tov Sheini. So the Gaboim and all those who are responsible to decide where the Kvur will be and all other decisions, they're davening first. They're going to daven first. After davening, they're going to sit down and speak with him all the protel of the Kvur. The Meis Loi Meis Biyontav B'Shachas B'Shas Tfilip. That means that the decisions will be made through the Gaboyim. Until they daven, there's nothing to do. We said Yom Tov Sheini is kechel, but he can't do anything because the Gaboyim, who are an essential Chaylik and the Kvura, he can't talk to them until they finish davening. V'chayiv lehispalo. So he's also mechuyiv to daven. Daven k'may oynes. V'chayin the same thing. B'leil yontiv, afilu shal yontiv sheini, hiskimu roi v'achoynim, v'yekadish v'yispalo lakil, v'ein b'edin oynem. Why? Mitam shein derech ligber b'layla. At night, there's no kvur at night, so at night there's nothing for him to do. B'mutar b'akil, chutz milim v'datayrek, m'neishu m'sameyach. V'chol ze le'inyin yontif. So that means, be'etzem it is yontif. No. K'chel shem yu rabbonon. So there, we take into consideration if for a certain reason at night they don't make the kvura, or after the davening there will not be oisik, so it's yontiv, and at the present time he can't do anything. אבל לעניין חול בין בלילה, בין ביום, אבל אם זה ממש a weekday, אפילו אם יש איזה מיני מן הגבוהים שהם מסקפצים, אפילו הוכי חלונינס. So that means, בעצם איזה, if it's a yom chol, so here, the gaboyim are not accessible yet, but a yom chol, here is a din oino. Yom tev, since, kechol shav yu rabonon, this eterim of klure, so there's a din yom chol, but this is only when the gaboyim are available, and by night, the enkaivim balayla, from the middle, then he doesn't have a din oino. Now, as I take a look, me she hischel le hispalo, he started davening Shmei Nesle, oi likroish Shema, oi started learning Kroish Shema, v'nasa oinon pisoin. And then all of a sudden, he finds out in the middle of Shmei Nesle, but he's an oinon. So what does he do now? Do I say since he started davening already, he should end the davening? Oh, I say, he's a noiner now, she should stop in the middle. So there's a big machloikis. Yesh teyesh bezeh bein achoinim. Vayim b'choch mesodim v'chlal kufla metes, t'datei k'teshvus yaki, sharitju v'hevi habi achoinim ha-matzrichim lifseik. So it seems the choch mesodim paskins that he can continue. And the Shaarei Teshuva says that he should stop, and they bring down Mahesh Lachazinsh also held that he should stop, and then he blames by Tzorachim. Yeah, nice potter. Till now, he was a Chiyuv Tzila, now he's an Onos. So Memela, so now he became Potter, now he's Potter. Some also not. I mean, when he's Potter, he's Potter. There's no such union. He started. I mean, that's a machloikas. He brings down 2 days, and no, till now he was Chayim. Now he's Potter. So Mechere, he brings down 2 days, you see. Okay. It's other, either it's out Sadin of Isaac B'mitzvah, Potem in a Mitzvah, or it's out Kavod HaMeis, it's out of the Rabbonon. I mean, they out Kavod HaMeis, they Potem in a Mitzvah. What do you mean Potem in a Mitzvah, not the Rabbonon? That could be a derisa. If they need him, that could be that's a derisa. So by the Hebrew Kaddish also is not part of this covered amaze. But whenever this covered amaze, that's a derabana. So if he's not going to the Levaya, he's chayv. That's a he's chayv right away. He's. That means as soon as it's everything, they're taking care of everything. Oh, if he's going to the Levaya, so then the Neidibuda says that the minig is that he